So here it is from Grassley and Comer to Christopher Wray. We have received legally protected and highly credible unclassified whistleblower disclosures. Based on these disclosures, it has come to our attention that the Department of Justice and Federal Bureau of Investigation possesses an unclassified FD-1023 form that describes an alleged criminal scheme involving then-Vice President Joe Biden and a foreign national relating to the exchange of money for policy decisions. It has been alleged that the document includes a precise description of how the alleged criminal scheme was employed, as well as its purpose. Based on the alleged specificity, we're blowing that one. Based on this, within the document, it would appear that the DOJ and the FBI have enough information to determine the truth and accuracy of the information contained within. However, it remains unclear what steps, if any, were taken to investigate the matter. Well, we know the answer is none. The significant public interest in assessing the FBI's response to this information, as well as growing concern about the DOJ and FBI's track record of allowing political bias to infect their decision-making process, necessitate exacting congressional oversight. The DOJ and the FBI appear to have valuable, verifiable information that you have failed to disclose to the American people. Therefore, Congress will proceed to conduct an independent and objective review of this matter free from those agencies' influence. Now, I made a big issue of whistleblowers yesterday, and this is exactly why. Now, I trust Grassley. I trust Comer. I trust Marjorie Taylor Greene, Matt Gaetz, and some others, Jim Jordan, but I'm not the one putting my life on the line here. But the real story is, just like with Hillary Clinton, that the FBI didn't investigate criminal activity by Hillary Clinton, or in this case, Joe Biden. They covered it up. They covered it up. So here's a statement on this issue that Marjorie Taylor Greene just made a couple hours ago.
Hi, everyone. I wanted to come on here and give you some breaking news. This just came out a few minutes ago. On the Oversight Committee, our chairman, Jamie Comer, along with Senator Chuck Grassley, has joined together and written a letter. We are issuing a subpoena to the FBI director, Christopher Wray. And the reason why this is extremely important, it is because there's a whistleblower that has come forward with very credible information that we need Christopher Wray's cooperation with. And this information involves something that many people have known for a very long time in Washington, D.C., and that is of Joe Biden and his family members' extremely corrupt financial transactions with foreign countries and foreign nationals. Well, what we are asking for and have subpoenaed from the FBI director, Christopher Wray, is a certain document, and the document is called an FD-1023. This is an unclassified form, and this is a form that the FBI has in its possession with proof and information that Joe Biden, as Vice President of the United States, actually interacted with a foreign national and made a deal with a foreign national in exchange for money. And the deal that he made was to make decisions as the Vice President of the United States on foreign policy, and he received payment for it. These are crimes that are unspeakable in this time in our history, but they're crimes that many of us have suspected. I want to remind you, I introduced articles of impeachment against Joe Biden on his inauguration day in January 2021. On January 21st, 2021. The reason why I did so is we had credible proof and evidence and witnesses of the Biden's family's unbelievable corruption with Burisma in Ukraine. And our investigations on the Oversight Committee, with the hard work with Chairman Comer, the hard work of our staff and our members on the Oversight Committee, we have seen very credible evidence of proof of these unbelievable crimes. I mean, what a treachery and betrayal by Joe Biden when he was vice president, and now he's president of the United States. And you can see that our country is truly suffering the consequences of his actions. It's my belief that what we will prove on the Oversight Committee through the hard work of our chairman, our staff, and our members is that we will be proving that Joe Biden must be impeached because of his crimes, because of how his family has been involved in what appears to be true money laundering in real pay-to-play financial transactions with foreign countries and foreign nationals in exchange for political favors from the highest offices of our land, vice president and now president of the United States. And look at where we are today. I just wanted to come on here and give you this breaking news. The letter has just gone out to the FBI Director Christopher Wray and also Merrick Garland of the Department of Justice. We are looking forward to full cooperation, and we are also maintaining the privacy and safety and security of this whistleblower. And we also like to thank Senator Chuck Grassley for his help and participation with Chairman Comer and our Oversight Committee staff on this matter. It's extremely important, and we look forward to revealing to the American people, all of you deserve the truth. It doesn't matter how you vote, Democrat, Republican, Independent, or even if you don't vote at all. America deserves the truth and deserves to see what Joe Biden, as vice president and now as president, and his family members, what they have been doing and how it has affected our country. And it's my belief, and I believe we'll see in time, it'll show the proof, and it will show and reveal that my original articles of impeachment on Joe Biden's inauguration day were right, but maybe just short of some more information, because what we're finding out now, there will have to be very likely new articles of impeachment with more information added. And this is such an incredible news story, but it's also, in my opinion, it's tragic news for America that this could be happening with people that hold the highest offices in our land.
Well, now, look at the situation we're in. Talk about being in between a rock and a hard place. And it was always set up this way, folks. This is why Kamala Harris is the vice president. It's the Biden crime family's safety net. And look, even a rational American is going to sit here and say, okay, well, we can impeach Biden to do what? Get Kamala Harris? That might be worse, if you can believe that. But let's just dig into this a little bit more on the other side, and we'll play the clip of Joe Biden admitting the pay-for-play scheme that he engages in. He admitted it.
Said, you're not getting the billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, 6 hours? I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Well, son of a bitch. Got fired. And they put in place someone who was solid.
So before we go into further analysis of this, let's play you the clip of Joe Biden when he was vice president admitting to pay for play bribery scandals. This is in front of the Council on Foreign Relations. And for further context, as Marjorie Taylor Greene mentioned in the prior segment, Hunter Biden was receiving millions of dollars working for an oil company. He had no experience in oil. It was clearly a political leverage job because his last name was Biden. And when the company that Hunter Biden was on the board of was being investigated, Joe Biden had some favors run. And of course, you know, by the way, we just announced today we're giving $300 million more dollars to Ukraine. So Ukraine has been a slush fund for American taxpayer money. They've been stealing our money out of Ukraine for years. This is why there's so much interest there, specifically from the Bidens, because they run money laundering operations there. It has nothing to do with the people of Ukraine, the land, geopolitical struggles or resources. It's all to do with Ukraine as a vassal state for the CIA and the deep state, money laundering, sex trafficking, human trafficking, you name it, and as kind of a little thing that they like to use to bug Russia. So when there was an investigation into Burisma, an investigation into Hunter Biden, Joe Biden called in some favors and said, you better stop and call that investigation off or you won't be receiving the humanitarian aid that you get from us every year. Here's Joe Biden, while vice president, admitting the entire thing.
I remember going over convincing our team, our others, to convincing us that we should be providing for loan guarantees. And I went over, I guess, the 12th, 13th time to Kyiv, and I was going supposed to announce that there was another $1 billion loan guarantee. And I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko and from Yatsenyuk that they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. So they said they were walking out to press conference. Said, "Nah," I said, "I'm not going to, or we're not going to give you the $1 billion." They said, "You have no authority. You're not the president." The president said, "I said, call him." I said, "I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion." I said, "You're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here." And I think it was what, 6 hours. I looked. I said, "I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money." Well, son of a bitch, got fired. And they put in place someone who was solid.
In other words, someone who would work for them and allow them to commit crimes. But more is going to come out on this. And you know, as you listen to that again today, there's some other questions that you have. Like, was Joe Biden bluffing when he said call Obama? I wonder. Was that a bluff from the criminal Joe Biden? Or did he know Obama was going to cooperate with his pay for play in Ukraine? I'm not so sure, actually. That might have been a bluff. But he got away with it. Now imagine this. Imagine you're Yatsenyuk or you're Poroshenko, and you've got a Ukrainian state prosecutor who's actually good and goes after criminals, because Ukraine's had problems for years, and it's ebbs and flows of people trying to clean it up and then it getting corrupted again, and then people trying to clean it up and then getting it corrupted again. Russia's involved with this. The West is involved with this. It's why Ukraine has been so unstable. So imagine you're Yatsenyuk, you're Poroshenko, and you have to call this prosecutor who's got this crime family dead to rights, and you have to call them and say, sorry, we've got to call off your investigation and we're going to have to fire you. And he's saying, what? All I've done is my job. I've got these guys on a silver platter. What are you doing here? We're trying to clean up corruption. We're trying to clean up foreign influence, illegitimate foreign influence. What do you mean I'm fired? What do you mean call off the investigation? Well, we're really sorry, but we're still run by the CIA and the West, and they're not going to give us $1 billion if we don't fire you. So you're fired. Now, can you imagine the backdoor exchanges that happened after that? You think that prosecutor might have gotten a little cut of that billion somehow? Well, we'll never know. There's no oversight of these funds. So there's Joe Biden in public in front of the Council on Foreign Relations, so brazen, knowing he can get away with his crimes, that he brags about it to the world. So let's go a little deeper here. Again, that's when Joe Biden is vice president. You have to understand, the FBI has been sitting on these documents. Joe Biden has been acting illegally with his son, Hunter Biden, and their business partners, illegally as foreign agents for decades. They've been doing it for decades. So just like Hillary Clinton got caught committing crimes and James Comey covered it up, the exact same thing happened with Joe Biden. That's why he was so bold. That's why he was so brazen. And maybe a little bit of the dementia factor here, too. He can't even control his own mouth sometimes. But that's why he was so bold to say it. Because they owned the Justice Department. They owned the prosecutors in Ukraine. Now, Chuck Grassley was on Fox News, and this just happened. Chuck Grassley was on Fox News with what is the White House reporter who's been around there forever, who's getting a little more, I think he's getting a little more fed up with the corruption and not being able to talk about it. He made a statement the other day that was shocking about the Biden crime family. And now he's asking Grassley today, he's like, look, What is going on? When are we going to get some movement here? We've got the Biden's dead to rights. And Grassley is basically saying, look, we've got to be patient. We've got the whistleblowers lined up. We've got all the evidence. We've got the proof. And so they're trying to do this the right way, folks. They're trying to do this the right way. They're trying to get all the stars aligned for the right way to happen, because you got to understand, when you get to the top of the ladder with this stuff, it gets shut down. That's why they had to subpoena Chris Wray, because he's not doing his job. He's covering up for the Biden crime family. That's why he's now been subpoenaed. And you know, part of me is glad they're doing it that way. Another part of me gets frustrated that we have to sit here and wait and hope that something gets done. But there is no way this thing is not going to be exposed. And at the very least, as I've been telling you, it's all going to come out in October 2024, and it's going to be done. It's going to be over for Joe Biden. And he'll still get 130 million votes. So you're just going to sit here and you're just going to watch all of this happen. And for you, it's going to be like through the looking glass, like watching a movie, because you knew all of this and we knew all of this was going to come. The average American still doesn't understand this, folks. They still don't get this. They still don't have any clue any of this is going on. Now, they're starting to get a little more curious with the inflation, or maybe some of the news stories they're seeing about the open border, or hell, I mean, the average major U.S. city is now a crime-ridden hellhole. There's mass shootings every day now. There's just another one in Atlanta. There was another one in D.C. yesterday. I mean, it's every day with this stuff now. So people are starting to kind of pull their heads out of the sand and say, wait a second, what's going on here? And I think there's enough good people in Congress now, only on the Republican side of the aisle, but so be it, that this is all going to come out. And these FBI whistleblowers have been growing so frustrated for years now that nothing has been done about the major crimes that they have found from the Biden crime family. And it's not just the Bidens, but this is the main story right now, that if nothing is done before the 2024 election, they're just going to release it all. They're just going to release it all. And the media will try to cover it up, or they'll call it Russian disinformation, just like they did with the Hunter Biden laptop, except this time, it's not going to work. And all their mechanisms of censorship, we're finding workarounds. So, all right, there you go. Watch it all happen, folks.